Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 18:15-20. Save your brother. 1. If they sin against you, anyone can make a mistake, but the important thing is to help them and let them know that they have hurt you. Just because you have been hurt by someone's action does not mean you can't just turn your back on them. By turning them away, you may be letting the devil win over their soul. You need to help them and not reject them. It goes beyond hurting you. It's a matter of saving souls. This makes me think of a mom whose son has measles. She doesn't mind if she gets them too, and she won't leave her son. She takes care of him. Love goes beyond everything. If someone is sinning, save them. Your task is, as a Christian, is to save souls through Jesus. Do you want to be a missionary and help people? You do not need to go to Africa. There are people near you who need you. Help them. 2. Do your best. Look for a way to help those around you find God. If they do not change their ways and keep hurting people, it is because they do not know God. Talking to them may not be enough. Your actions may speak louder than your words. Communicate Jesus' message of love through everything you do. Show God's love to them. Unfortunately, many may walk away and ignore you, and the gospel where Jesus speaks about showing love to others. Do not be afraid. You have to evangelize. Souls are at stake. 3. Prayer. This leads to communion. When people come together to pray, the church is strengthened and grows. The soul of evangelization is prayer, and the strength of evangelization is communion. If today there is a division in your parish, community, or your group of friends or family, could lack of prayer be the reason? Save these communities by reminding them of the importance of prayer. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.